Right now, as we do each and every week, it is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is, of course, our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? Well, then take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And first one's for you, Patrick Rooney Jr. And of course, it's one of the biggest weekends of the year in the world of golf. It's major number three on the PGA Tour. Of course, we've already gone over the leaderboard. And the amazing thing about the leaderboard this week is after 54 holes of golf, the third round leader is 53-year-old Greg Norman. Of course, the South Floridian who is on his honeymoon, basically, just got married to wife number two, Chris Evert, a couple of weeks ago. He's already won two of these things, of course, the 86 Open at Turnberry, the 93 Open at Royal St. George's. But he's 53. His last British Open victory was about 15 years ago. He will be the oldest man ever to win a major should he triumph at the end of today's final round at Birkdale. He'll be the oldest by 5 years, 5 years older than Julius Boros was in 1968 at the age of 48, winning the PGA Championship. Of course, we know Jack Nicklaus at the age of 46 won the Masters. He's the second oldest ever to win a major, but Greg will blow those records away. And if Greg Norman should win today and hoist the claret jug for the third time and become the oldest player ever to win a major, would that make this year's British Open the greatest major of all time?
This is a toughie, Russ, and I think I hate to say this about Norman because he's been a great player. He's won this before, as you mentioned, but I don't think he's quite in that Nicklaus, Woods, Palmer, Hogan pantheon of great players, all time players. Where, you know, if you won one like Jack did in '86, and that's going to be my vote at Augusta for the greatest major ever. Just because it was Jack Nicklaus. I think if Norman was in that pantheon of the like top five players and doing this at age 53, I think you would put him in there. With that said, I'll put this at tied for number two. As I said, I'm going to put Nicklaus in 86, winning the Masters at age 46, having not won a major in 6 years up to that point, really hadn't done much that year and hadn't done much in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years up to that Master. So that was just something, you know, for the ages, as Sports Illustrated had on its cover the next week. An electrifying weekend at Augusta, you know, 22 years ago. So I'm going to put that at number one. But here's what I'll put this at,
right,
Russ. I will put this tied for second with Tiger Woods at the 2000 U.S. Open, which I still think is the most dominating performance in golf and maybe in all the sports, winning by 15 shots. I mean, it's still unheard of. I don't think people truly appreciate it, even to this day, how difficult that course was and how dominating that performance is. So I'm going to put this, if he does end up winning this, just strictly for the fact, as you mentioned, he's 53, hasn't done anything in 5 years.
And obviously, it's a huge if. This is a big
if. It's a big if. It is. But that's, you know, that's what we're doing here.
Right.
We're playing,
we're,
you know,
speculating.
What if
sure.
he does. But I would have to put winning a major at age 53, 5 years older than the next guy, Julius Boros, did it at 48. And the fact that, just as we've talked about already, that Norman has not played that much
right.
this year. Not this year. He hasn't played that much in 10 years.
He says he's been playing tennis more than golf the last couple of years.
Well, maybe that's the key. But, I mean, just, Russ, the fact that he's leading after three rounds
is phenomenal. No, there's no
stupefying
doubt
enough. But if he can somehow pull this off, I think it's tied for second in my book.
Well, you named two of the majors that are in my top five, definitely. The 86 Masters, where Jack Nicklaus won at the age of 46. Don't forget, Greg Norman was leading that going into
the final
right. round. That's one of his four at this Saturday Slam in 86. He was the 54-hole leader at all four majors in 1986, that being one of them. Then Jack has that torrid back 930 and ends up winning it at the age of 46. That's definitely in my top five, as is the 2000 U.S. Open. Tiger Woods wins the U.S. Open by 15 strokes, 12 under par, the only guy under par, the next closest players, you know,
Uriel's
at plus three. Ridiculous. That's up there, as well as a U.S. Open we just saw a couple weeks ago. I think the 08 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, Tiger Woods, what he did on one good leg, and not only throughout the weekend, but then on Monday, to come back and do it, an 18-hole playoff that went 19 holes, one extra hole, so 91 holes in all. you know, there's a couple of others, obviously. The 13 U.S. Open, Francis Ouimet winning as an amateur was a great story. I didn't see it, of course,
yes,
but I've heard great things about it. The 1951 U.S. Open, Ben Hogan and Marion winning about a year after being in that car wreck that almost kills him. The 1960 Open at Cherry Hills, Palmer wins it, but, you know, Ben Hogan and Jack Nicklaus as an amateur were in the running down the stretch. 62 U.S. Open in Pittsburgh at Oakmont, Jack Nicklaus wins his first ever tournament and, of course, first major in an 18-hole playoff against Arnold Palmer. The 1977 British Open, the duel in the sun. Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson both shoot 65s on Saturday, go into Sunday with the lead, tied for the lead. Watson shoots another 65 to Nicklaus's 66, and he wins it by a stroke. So all of those are definitely up there. I'm going to throw an asterisk in this proceedings that we're seeing this weekend, and it's the thing we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Tiger's not here. How can you call this the greatest major ever when the best player of the era isn't even in the field? Now, that's a huge thing for me that I just can't pull myself to say this would be the greatest major ever should Greg win. It'll be a great story. It'll be phenomenal. But Tiger Woods, the guy's number one in the world by like more than double the points of number two, Phil Mickelson, and he's not even in the field. So even if Greg Norman wins today, and it'd be a great story, I can't even put this in the top five simply because, and there's a couple of other reasons, but mainly Tiger Woods, the greatest player of the era, isn't even playing this week.
Yeah, I understand that, Russ. Injuries are part of any game, so, you know, just because a great player isn't playing, I don't think should necessarily take away. It is valid. It's part of the argument, but I don't think it takes away. I think in a weird way, it actually shows, again, for lack of a better term, how lame the PGA Tour is at this stage that a 53-year-old guy is leading a major. Right. I mean, where are these guys? Where are the players at? Again, trying to take nothing away from Greg Norman and this performance. That's why I'm putting it way up there if he should win it. But my God, if you're a PGA player or, a European Tour player or whoever you are, these are the greatest players in the world, and they're not able to beat a 53-year-old guy. Whether Tiger's there or not, I just can't fathom that a 53-year-old guy who does not play golf anymore is a – it's unprecedented. I mean, you know, Johnny Miller won the – Pebble Beach in 94, whenever it was, when, you know, basically he said, I'm an announcer in the booth. That's mystifying enough. But this is a major, Russ. This is where the best players in the world have gathered, have honed their games, have got things in tune to do this, and they cannot beat a 53-year-old guy. I agree with you on Tiger not being there puts a little bit of an asterisk next to it. But just the mere fact that he's beating, you know, 180 other guys that are top-quality players is enough for me to put it in the really in the top three.
Tied for two in your estimation. For me, just outside the top five, although it would be an enormous story. Just one side note before we move on. How much do you think Tiger Woods wishes he was at Birkdale this
in
weekend?
One leg, I think he'd right. Be like, you know what? They can't beat a 53-year-old guy who doesn't play.
I really think Tiger would be in the final pairing today if he were there, even with the one leg. The way he looked at Torrey Pines in the U.S. Open, it's just – you know, these guys, there's an incredible opportunity staring all the players in England in the face this weekend, and it seems like Greg Norman's the one guy that's poised to take advantage of that opportunity, although it's, you know, still 18
holes.
Yeah,
we got 18 to go.
We know Greg Norman's track record. That's it's definitely a big part of this.